Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty essential for anyone with four wheels in India, car insurance.
That's right. And we've been digging into information straight from a leading car insurance provider's website. So it gives a really practical look at things.
Yeah, our mission today is, well, to give you a clear, insightful understanding of car insurance in India. We'll go beyond just the basics, maybe uncover some surprising facts, and, you know, help you navigate your choices confidently.
It's all about that peace of mind when you're driving, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's amazing how much easier things have become.
Oh, definitely. Buying, renewing, even making a claim, so much of it is online now. Super convenient.
Okay, so let's start right at the beginning. What exactly is car insurance, fundamentally?
Well, simply put, car insurance, sometimes called auto or motor insurance, it's basically a contract. It protects you financially from risks tied to your car.
Risks like?
Things like accidents, obviously, theft, or even damage from natural disasters, floods, cyclones, that sort of thing.
So it's a safety net, basically, for your car or if your car causes issues.
Precisely. It cushions you against potentially huge costs from these incidents. And crucially, it covers what's called third-party liabilities.
Which means?
If your car, unfortunately, causes damage or injury to someone else, or their property, the insurance helps cover that.
And it's not just a good idea, it's actually required, right?
Yeah.
In India?
Yes, absolutely. The law in India mandates that you must have at least third-party car insurance.
Why is that mandatory?
It's mainly to make sure that if your vehicle harms someone else, there's a financial way for them to get compensation. It protects the other person.
Got it. Now, when you look at insurance options, it can seem, a bit complicated. What are the main types people will come across?
Yeah, it can feel like that. Typically, a provider like Digit offers three main types. First, there's third-party insurance. That's the minimum legal requirement we just talked about.
Okay.
Then there's comprehensive insurance. This gives much broader protection, covering both the third-party stuff and damage to your own car.
Right, so that's more inclusive.
Exactly. And finally, there's own damage insurance. This one focuses specifically on covering, well, damage to your own car.
And I keep seeing this term IDV. What's that about?
Ah, IDV. That stands for Insured Declared Value. It's essentially the current market value of your car.
Like what it's worth now?
Pretty much. It's the maximum amount the insurer would pay out if your car gets stolen or is damaged beyond repair, a total loss situation. What's interesting is that some companies, like Digit, often let you tweak this value a bit.
Oh, okay.
And on top of these main types, you can usually get add-ons, you know, extra bits of cover to tailor the policy more specifically.
Right. Okay, that's a good foundation. Now, you mentioned some intriguing statistics earlier. Let's get into those. What are some key numbers we should be aware of?
Yeah, the costs are quite revealing. So let's take a mid-range sedan. A basic third-party policy might run you somewhere between, say, $5,000 and $7,000 a year.
Okay, that's the minimum.
Right. But if you go for a comprehensive policy, that range jumps quite a bit, maybe $80,000 to $20,000 or even higher. Depends on the car's age, model, the IDV you set, all that.
That is a significant difference. What about how our age affects the premium?
Age is definitely a factor they look at. On average, drivers aged 25 to 29 might pay somewhere between $2,500 and $5,000 annually.
Seems reasonable.
But perhaps surprisingly, for drivers over 50, the average rates tend to creep up maybe 4,600 to 8,449, somewhere in that ballpark.
That is interesting. You'd almost think older, more experienced drivers might pay less. Any idea why that might be?
It's likely a mix of things insurers see in their claims data. Could be driving patterns, the types of claims statistically made by that age group, maybe even higher potential medical costs. They don't usually spell out the exact weighting, though.
Fair enough.
Another interesting point, the difference between male and female drivers for the same third-party cover.
Oh.
Yeah, on average, female drivers tend to pay a bit less, maybe $4,000 to $7,000, whereas male drivers might be looking at $8,000 to $12,000.
Wow, quite a gap there. Okay, now you also teased some fun facts about claims. I'm definitely curious now.
Yeah, these are straight from real claims data, and they really show the weird stuff that can happen, like coconut tails.
Coconut tails.
You heard right. Digit apparently paid out 1.6 crore for over 1,500 claims related to damage from falling coconuts.
No way, 1.6 crore from coconuts.
Yep, and 350 of those claims were just in 2023. Maharashtra seems to be the hotspot for that particular hazard. Makes you look up when parking, doesn't it?
I'll say. Falling coconuts. That's wild. What other strange claims have cropped up? Anything with animals?
Oh, absolutely. The animal alert data is pretty eye-opening, too. Over 85,000 claims from damage caused by animals.
85,000.
And get this, dogs account for 7% of those. That led to payouts of over 30 crore rupees.
Dogs causing 30 crores worth of damage. Wow.
Yeah, seems our furry friends can cause a bit of unexpected bodywork sometimes. It just shows how unpredictable things can be on the road, right?
So watch out for dogs and falling fruit. Anything else from the claim zoo?
Well, lastly, there's monkey business.
Okay, I'm listening.
Monkeys. Apparently responsible for over 1,200 motor claims up to this fiscal year. And there was a big jump, like 43% just last year.
Monkeys damaging cars. Seriously.
Same so. Over 40 lakh rupees paid out for monkey-related damage. Maybe points to more wildlife interaction in populated areas, perhaps.
Incredible. Monkeys, coconuts, dogs. These fun facts, while a bit funny, really do underline the sheer variety of unexpected things that can damage a car in India. Really makes the case for comprehensive cover, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Okay, so beyond the quirky stuff, let's circle back to the core question. Why is car insurance just so essential?
Well, number one, it's that financial safety net we talked about. Accidents, natural disasters, fire, theft insurance protects you from potentially massive expenses.
Right. Saves you from a huge bill.
And of course, it saves you from those hefty traffic fines if you're caught without it. That's the legal stick.
And it's not just about your own car or wallet, is it?
Exactly. It's vital protection against third-party damages. If you cause injury or damage to someone else or their property, your insurance steps in. That avoids potentially very messy and expensive legal battles.
What about those comprehensive policies? Do they offer perks beyond just covering those basic scenarios?
Oh, definitely. With comprehensive, you usually get the option to add extra covers, add-ons, that really boost your protection.
Right.
Well, zero depreciation cover is a big one. It means you get the full cost of new parts without them deducting for wear and tear, which is great for newer cars. Then there's return to invoice cover. If your car is stolen or totaled, you get back the original price you paid, including taxes and registration, not just the current market value.
Ah, that sounds really valuable, especially for a new car.
It can make a huge difference financially in those worst case scenarios.
We mentioned the legal side earlier. Can you remind us what the actual penalties are if you're caught without insurance?
Sure. Under the Motor Vehicles Act, driving without at least third-party cover, that's a $2,000 fine for the first time. And if you get caught again, it doubles to $4,000 for the second or subsequent offense. It's a serious legal requirement.
Right. And finally, thinking about practicalities. How easy is it actually get car insurance these days?
Well, that's where things have really changed. Providers like Digit have heavily focused on making it super streamlined. Buying, renewing, even claiming most of it's online now, often through apps.
So much less paperwork and hassle.
Exactly. Saves tons of time, makes it more transparent, more efficient. The aim is definitely paperless and hassle-free.
Okay, so we get why it's crucial. Now let's dig into what a typical policy actually covers. What are the standard inclusions?
Generally speaking, your policy will cover damage from accidents and collisions. That's the big one. It also typically covers you if your car is stolen.
Right.
Damage from fire is usually included too. And importantly, damage from natural disasters, think floods, cyclones, earthquakes, that's generally covered in a standard comprehensive policy.
What if someone gets injured, the driver or passengers?
Good question. A standard policy often includes personal accident cover. This provides financial compensation if the owner-driver is unfortunately killed or disabled in an accident.
It's the owner-driver.
Typically, yes, in the base policy. Add-ons might cover passengers. And of course, as we keep saying, that third-party liability is key, covering injury or damage you cause to others.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, just as important is knowing what's not covered. What are some common exclusions people need to be aware of?
Right, the exclusions are critical, a major one. If you only have a third-party policy, any damage to your own car isn't covered. You need unlimited damage or comprehensive for that.
Makes sense.
Also, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, that will almost certainly void your claim. Same goes for driving without a valid license.
Basic rules of the road, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What else? Driving on just a learner's license without a qualified licensed driver beside you. That's usually an exclusion, too.
Okay.
Then there are consequential damages. These are damages that aren't a direct result of the accident itself.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Say you have a minor bump that causes a small oil leak. If you ignore it and keep driving, causing major engine damage, that subsequent engine failure might be seen as consequential damage, not directly caused by the bump, and might not be covered.
Ah, so you have a duty to prevent further damage.
Pretty much. Also, contributory negligence. If you do something that contributes to the damage, like knowingly driving into a flooded street despite warnings, your claim could be rejected.
Right, common sense applies.
And finally, remember those add-ons. If you haven't bought a specific add-on, then situations covered only by that add-on won't be included in your standard policy payout.
Okay, speaking of add-ons, there seem to be quite a few. Can you walk us through some of the main ones and why someone might want them?
Absolutely. Add-ons let you really fine-tune your cover. A very popular one is that zero depreciation cover we
You'll
mentioned.
want for newer cars.
Exactly, usually for cars under 5 years old. It means when parts are replaced, you get the full cost, no deduction for depreciation. Can save you a lot on repair bills.
Sounds like a smart buy for a newish car. What's another key one?
Return to invoice cover. Again, really valuable. If your car's stolen or written off, this helps you get back the original invoice price, including registration and road tax, not just the depreciated IDV.
That could bridge a big gap. What about things like tire damage? That's not usually covered, right?
Not in standard policies, unless it's part of a larger accident. But you can get a Tire Protect Cover add-on. This specifically covers things like tire bursts, bulges, or cuts that happen otherwise.
Useful. And breakdowns.
Yep, there's breakdown assistance or roadside assistance. Offers help like towing or jump starts if you break down. The good thing is, using this service usually doesn't count as a main policy claim, so it doesn't affect your no-claim bonus.
Oh, that's good to know. That roadside help sounds handy. What about smaller bits and pieces needed after a repair?
Right, like engine oil, nuts, bolts, screws,
Yeah.
things like that. There's a consumable cover add-on for those. They might seem small, but they can add up after an accident.
True. And engines themselves are expensive. Any special cover for them?
Yes, the engine and gearbox protection cover. This is important because it covers consequential damage to the engine or gearbox that might happen after an accident, even if the initial impact wasn't directly there.
Ah, that covers the scenario you mentioned earlier.
Exactly.
What if your car's stuck in the garage for ages after an accident?
That's where the daily conveyance benefit comes in. It can give you a fixed amount per day, or sometimes even arrange a temporary car to cover your transport costs while yours is being fixed.
That would definitely ease the pain. What about losing keys? That's a nightmare.
Tell me about it. There's a Key and Lock Protect add-on. It covers the cost of repairing or replacing the whole lock set if your keys are lost, stolen, or the locks get damaged.
Okay. And stuff inside the car, like a laptop or phone.
Standard policies usually don't cover personal belongings, but you can get a loss of personal belongings
Yeah.
add-on. It offers compensation for specific items lost or damaged inside the car due to, say, theft or an accident.
Right. Lots of specific covers. Anything for people who don't drive much.
Yes, the pay-as-you-drive cover. This is becoming more popular. It basically links your premium to how much you actually drive, often tracked with a device. You pay for a certain number of kilometers and can top up if needed.
Interesting for low mileage drivers. And finally, electric cars.
With EVs taking off, there's now an EV Shield add-on cover. This provides specific protection for electric car parts, like the battery, charging port, cable, and includes EV-specific roadside assistance needs.
Wow, that's a really comprehensive list of add-ons. Shows how much you can personalize your policy. Now, turning specifically to Digit, what are some reasons someone might choose them? What do they highlight?
Well, Digit emphasizes a few key things. They talk about their large network over 9,000 cashless garages across India, which is a big plus for convenient
And
repair.
socialist is definitely easier.
Right. They also push their smartphone-enabled self-inspection for claims designed to speed things up. They report a high claim settlement ratio, 96%, in the last fiscal year, which sounds impressive.
That ratio is important for trust.
Absolutely. Plus, 247 customer support, even on holidays. And as we mentioned, that flexibility to customize your car's IDV.
Okay, that network and the claim process sound like big draws. What are the actual plans Digit offers?
They stick to the three main types we've discussed: third-party liability, which is the mandatory minimum, then comprehensive, covering both third-party and your own car's damage from various events like accidents, fire, theft, natural disasters, and finally, own damage insurance, focusing just on covering damage to your own vehicle.
Can you just quickly summarize the key difference in coverage between those three again?
Sure. Own damage covers your car for accidents, fire, calamities, theft. Comprehensive covers all of that, plus third-party vehicle property damage, personal accident for the owner-driver, and third-party injury death liability. Third party only covers a third party liability.
And then customization.
Both comprehensive and own damage usually let you adjust the IDV and add those extra covers we talked about. Third party is generally just the basic, no frills cover for others.
Got it. Mm. Let's zoom in a bit more on Digit specific features. What do they really promote?
Well, they often mention a starting premium, something like $2,094, though obviously the actual price depends heavily on your car and choices. They highlight the no-claim bonus, which can get you up to 50% off for claim-free years.
That NCB is a big incentive.
It really is. They list 11 customizable add-ons. Their cashless repair network is stated as over 6,000 garages, sometimes with doorstep pickup and drop.
Doorstep pickup, that's handy.
Yeah, definitely a convenience factor. They emphasize that smartphone claim process, saying it can be done online in about 7 minutes. They offer standalone own damage cover. And for third party, it's unlimited liability for personal injury, death, and up to 7.5 lakhs for property damage.
That 7-minute claim process sounds almost too good to be true, but very appealing if it works. How easy is it to actually buy or renew a policy with them online?
They've aimed for a very straightforward online experience. Usually you start on their app or website, punch in your car registration number and phone number.
Standard stuff.
Right. Then you pick your plan, third party, comprehensive, choose any add-ons, maybe adjust the IDV, fill in your personal details, nominee info, car specifics, then you pay. After payment, there's usually a quick KYT check.
Know your customer.
Exactly. Once that's done, the policy doc typically lands in your email, SMS, even WhatsApp, and you can always access it in their app.
Okay, sounds pretty smooth. What documents do you actually need handy when you're doing this online?
They try to keep it minimal. You'll generally need your car's RC, the registration certificate, your previous policy details if you're renewing or switching, and one standard KYC document, a PAN card, Aadhaar, driving license, voter ID, passport, something like that.
Fairly simple then. What about the other side? Filing a claim, what's that process look like?
Again, they stress simplicity and digital. First step is usually to call their helpline. Then often they'll send a link to your phone for self-inspection.
That photo thing you mentioned.
Yeah. Use your phone camera, guided by their app, to take pictures of the damage, step by step. After that, you choose your repair option. Either cashless at one of their network garages, they pay the garage directly, or reimbursement, you get it fixed where you want, pay the bill, and then Digit pays you back.
That self-inspection seems key to speeding things up.
That's the idea. Avoid waiting for a physical surveyor. Get the claim started faster using your phone. And the cashless option at thousands of garages makes the payment part smoother too. It's all designed to be mostly paperless.
We even saw a quote from Virat Kohli praising their claim process and cashless garages. Seems they're really focusing on making that part less painful. Now, critically, how can people avoid getting their claim rejected? Any top tips?
Yes, very important. First off, always have a valid driving license on you when driving. Seems obvious, but crucial.
Right.
Keep your car docs up to date and accessible, the RC, the PUC certificate, pollution under control. Follow traffic rules. Any major violation, drunk driving, underage driving, forget your claim.
Makes sense. What about changes to the car, like alloys or a spoiler?
Good point.
Yeah.
You must declare any modifications to your insurer as soon as they're done. Not telling them can invalidate your policy. Also, be honest about your no-claim bonus when buying or renewing. Any fibbing there can cause problems.
Okay. Honesty is key. What else?
If you buy a used car, get that insurance transferred to your name ASAP. And vitally, report any accident or theft to your insurer immediately. Don't start repairs before informing them.
Oh, really crucial points. If you have a Digit policy, how do you actually get hold of the document, say, on the app?
Supposedly very easy. Mm-hmm. You go into the app, find the My Policy section, usually at the bottom, tap on your car policy, check it's the right one, and there should be a download policy button. Click that and it saves to your phone.
Handy for having it offline. We've heard the company line, but what are actual customers saying? Any feedback?
Yeah, we looked at a few testimonials. Vishal Modi mentioned a really easy claims process, helpful customer care, like the photo upload system. Sulabh Sinha called them best in market for claims and support. Siddharth Gandhi also had a great experience, highlighting the simple photo-based claim start and helpful surveyors.
So the feedback seems to generally echo that focus on easy claims and decent support.
Seems that way, yes. Consistent themes there.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit. The overall car insurance market in India, what's the picture? Is it growing?
Well, precise. Up to the minute, figures are hard to pin down without specific reports, but the info available suggests there's detailed tracking of market growth and trends, looking back from 2015 up to forecasts for 2025.
So it's a market that's definitely being watched.
Oh, yeah. They analyze it by region north, south, east, west, and look at the value. It implies significant growth and ongoing interest over the last decade.
What about those third-party premium rates? Since they're mandatory, are they fixed?
Yes. The third-party rates are actually set by the regulator, the IRDAI, Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India. They're mainly based on the car's engine capacity, CC.
Can you give some examples?
Sure. For private cars, as of recent regulations, not exceeding 1,000 CC, the annual third-party premium was around $2,094.4. For 1,000 CC to 1,500 CC, about $3,416. And over 1,500 CC, it was $700.897. Remember, that's just for the third-party part.
Right, not the own damage or comprehensive cost. How about electric cars? Are their premiums different?
Yes, they have their own structure, often based on kilowatt KW power output instead of CC, plus other factors like make and model.
Examples.
For a one-year third-party policy, an EV under 30 kilowatt, it might be around $1,780. 30 kilowatts to 65 kilowatt, maybe $2,904. And over 65 kilowatt, perhaps $600 to $712. Again, these are indicative. Actual quotes can vary.
Okay. We talked about IDV insured declared value and customizing it. How is it calculated initially, and how does depreciation affect it?
Right. The IDD starts as your car's current market value when you get the policy. But for claims involving a total loss or write-off, depreciation kicks in based on the car's age.
How much depreciation?
It's a fixed schedule. For example, less than 6 months old, maybe 5% depreciation. 6 months to 1 year, 15%. It increases over time, potentially up to 50% for cars between 4 and 5 years old. This percentage is deducted from the manufacturer's price IDV to determine the claim amount in a total loss situation.
So the older the car, the lower the IDV payout due to depreciation. Makes sense. Now, if someone's policy is expiring, why might they renew with Digit, even if they weren't with them before?
Digit would likely point to their smooth online renewal process, that efficient claims handling, the cashless garage network, maybe the doorstep service, plus 24/7 support and the ability to review and adjust the IDV easily during renewal.
And the renewal process itself, similar to buying.
Very similar. Log in online or via app, find your policy, hit renew. You can then check your details, tweak coverage or IDV if needed, and make the payment. Updated policy docs arrive electronically. Pretty quick.
Let's think about different people. What policy type suits different situations? Say, someone with a brand new luxury car.
Ooh, new luxury car. Definitely comprehensive. You need maximum protection for that investment. And add-ons are crucial here.
Which ones?
Zero depreciation is a must. Return to invoice, definitely. Engine protection, because repairs can be astronomical. Probably consumables cover, too. You want to minimize any out-of-pocket costs.
Okay. How about someone with an older car, maybe 7 years old, used daily?
For a 7-year-old daily driver, third party is legally required, obviously. But own damage cover is still highly advisable. Accidents happen. Repairs still cost money. An add-on like roadside assistance could be really useful for an older car, too. More prone to breakdowns, perhaps?
Makes sense. And finally, what about a really old car, rarely driven, like a grandparent's vintage car?
For a car that barely leaves the garage, the mandatory third party might be enough, legally speaking. You could skip own damage if the value is low, or you're willing to self-insure that risk. Add-ons are probably less critical unless it has specific value you want to protect. Depends on the car and the owner's priorities.
Those examples really help frame the choices. Now, stepping back, what are the absolute key things anyone should look for when buying any car insurance?
Okay, top things. Ease of buying is big. No one wants a headache. Getting the IDV right, super important. It affects your premium and your potential payout. Check the service benefits, like that doorstep pickup, the garage network size. How easy is their claim process? Look into their claim settlement ratio, gives you an idea if they actually pay out. And is their customer support helpful and reachable when you need them?
All absolutely vital checks. Okay, let's quickly define some common insurance jargon. We've used these terms, but just to be clear.
All right, IDV insured declared value. Max payout for theft total loss, linked to market value. NTB no claim bonus. Discount for claim 3 years, up to 50%. Resets on claim, but transferable between insurers. Zero depreciation cover. Full repair cost for parts. No deduction for wear, usually for cars under 5. Cashless claim insurer pays the network garage directly. You just pay deductibles non-covered bits.
Perfect quick definitions. So how does someone actually choose the right policy? It feels like a lot to balance.
Using an online car insurance calculator is a great starting point. Lets you play with factors like policy type, IDV, add-ons, deductible, NCB, car details to see how they affect the premium.
Can you actually lower the premium?
Yes, a few ways. You could increase your voluntary deductible, the amount you pay first in a claim. Maintain a clean driving record for that NCB. Only pick add-ons you genuinely need. and definitely compare quotes online.
When comparing, what should you look at besides just the price?
Crucially, don't just look at price. Check the IDV offered, the service benefits, claim speed, reputation, overall value. The cheapest quote isn't always the best policy if it falls short elsewhere.
Right, avoid the low premium trap. Why is insurance mandatory in India, fundamentally?
It comes down to the unfortunate reality of high road accident numbers. Mandatory third-party cover ensures victims have recourse to financial compensation. It protects the third party and, frankly, makes the legal aftermath of accidents a bit more manageable.
And we keep coming back to online. Why is buying online generally better than the old offline way?
Convenience is massive. Do it anytime, anywhere. Saves time visiting offices or agents. Usually more transparent, you see all the options clearly. Easier to customize, paperless process, and renewals are often just a few clicks.
Makes sense. What about insuring a secondhand car? Any special tips?
First thing, check if the old owner's policy is valid and transfer it to your name within 14 days. Ask about claim history if possible. Transfer your NCB from your previous car if you have one. If there's no policy, buy one online quickly. And always keep track of the expiry date.
Good checklist. And renewing for an older car you've owned a while? Different considerations.
Yeah, think about your usage now. Is comprehensive still worth it, or is third party enough? Remember, the IDV will be lower due to age. Some add-ons like zero debt probably won't apply anymore if it's over 5 years old. Reevaluate what cover makes sense now.
And letting it expire is a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
Mainly because of the NCB.
Exactly. You lose your accumulated NCB discount if you let the policy lapse. Plus, you're driving illegally, risking fines. And worst of all, if you have an accident with no insurance, you bear the entire cost yourself. Huge financial risk.
Okay. We saw mentions of Digit in the news Financial Express, Live Mint suggesting they're an active player. Let's wrap up by hitting some rapid-fire FAQs. People always have questions.
Sounds good. Fire away.
How to renew with Digit?
Online, via app or website. Log in, select policy, review, pay.
Can you buy standalone own damage if you have third party already?
Generally, yes.
Comprehensive or third party, which is better?
Depends entirely on your car, budget, and risk appetite. No single better.
Best insurance for cars older than 5 years.
Still often comprehensive for better protection, though third party is the minimum.
Best type of policy in India overall?
Again, depends on individual needs. Comprehensive offers the most cover.
Can you transfer NCB from an old insurer?
Yes, NCB is portable.
Who can buy insurance?
Anyone who owns a car and has a valid driving license.
Insurance for an old car driven daily.
Comprehensive is usually recommended.
Is it really mandatory?
Yes, at least third-party cover is legally required.
What does IDV stand for again?
Insured Declared Value.
Why are new car premiums high?
Mainly because their IDV is high.
What's an endorsement in insurance?
A formal change made to your policy might affect premium.
What is cashless insurance?
Insurer pays the network garage directly for repairs.
Penalty for no insurance.
Fines, 2,000 first time is 4,000 later, potentially even imprisonment.
How to choose the best insurance?
Research IDV, add-ons, claim service, deductible, NCB. Compare providers.
Transfer old insurance to a new car.
Yes. Inform insurer, transfer policy, keep your NCB.
Is personal accident PA cover mandatory?
Yes, at least one PA cover is required under regulations.
What are first, second, third party?
First, you insured, second insurer, third, others affected by your car. Own damage relates to first party, third party covers the third party. Comprehensive covers both.
Can you migrate NCB to Digit?
Yes.
Documents needed to transfer from old insurer?
Usually none needed for online renewal transfer. It's paperless.
Where to check policy details?
Policy document, insurer's website, or app.
Difference between offline and online purchase?
Mainly convenience, speed, transparency, ease of access online.
Mandatory for new vehicle registration?
Yes. Need at least third-party insurance.
Things to consider before renewing?
Claim speed, customer service, cashless network, claim history.
How is premium calculated?
Based on car's value, IDV, age, model, location, driving record, coverage chosen, add-ons, deductible.
How to lower premium?
Compare quotes, increase deductible, maintain good driving record, NCB, choose add-ons wisely, install safety features.
Are passengers covered?
Owner-driver PA is standard and comprehensive. Need an add-on for passenger PA cover usually.
Is the engine covered normally?
Not standardly for consequential damage. Need engine protection add-on.
Is engine covered under zero DEP?
Only if the damage is directly from an accident and parts are replaced under zero DEP terms, not for unrelated failure.
Is tire covered normally?
It's not standardly. Need Tire Protect add-on.
Electrical fires covered.
Yes, under comprehensive if it's due to an accident or short circuit, usually.
Theft fire under third-party policy.
No. Need own damage or comprehensive.
Damage from rats.
Often covered under comprehensive, believe it or not.
Can you choose your own garage for repairs?
Yes, but cashless is only at network garages. You can use others and claim reimbursement.
Limit on roadside assistance claims.
Usually a limit per year, example, 4 times, but doesn't typically count as a main policy claim or affect NCB.
Limit on claims per year.
Generally, no stricter limit on number, but frequent claims impact renewal premium in NCB.
What to do first in an accident? If Digit policy?
Call their helpline immediately.
How many Digit network garages?
They state over 6,000 or even 9,000 in some places, a large network.
Claim process for theft.
File FIR with police, inform insurer, submit docs, police investigate, get non-traceable report, then claim settled.
Documents to keep in car.
Driving license, DL, and registration certificate.
Documents for accident claim.
Claim form, copies of RC, DL, policy, FIR, if any, original repair, estimate, invoice, receipt.
On Timmons for a third-party claim.
Claim form, copies of FIR, DL, policy, RC.
Phew! That was a lightning round. Incredibly helpful, though, clears up so many common questions. Looks like the source material also links out to more articles for deeper dives on specific things like moving with insurance or more general tips.
Exactly. Plenty more detail available for those who want to explore further.
Well, this has been a really thorough deep dive into car insurance in India. I think the big takeaway is it's way more than just ticking a legal box, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's fundamental financial security on the road. Peace of mind.
And understanding the different covers, the add-ons, the claim process, that knowledge is power when choosing the right policy for you. The online options from providers like Digit certainly seem to be making it all much more manageable, too.
Definitely. Being informed helps you match the policy to your actual needs and budget.
So thinking about everything we've covered, now that you, our listener, have this deeper understanding, what are the top 3 factors you will prioritize the next time you choose or renew your car insurance? Something to mull over. Really think about your own situation and make sure you've got the right protection. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.